98.1 KZE. It is MK with you a little after four on your Tuesday afternoon. And I guess it's not tomorrow, but maybe a week from tomorrow, I think is Wednesday, December 6th. Or am I wrong about that? Is it 2 weeks from now, Wednesday, December 6th?
I believe that's 2 weeks.
Okay, 2 weeks from now is our holiday party at the Falcon in Marlboro. And every year we have a toy drive at the holiday party to benefit the Center for the Prevention of Child Abuse in Poughkeepsie. And joining me today is Marco Ingolia. He is the executive director of the CPCA. Welcome, Marco.
Thanks for having me, MK.
Yeah, thank you for coming. So I'm going to call you guys the CPCA because every time I say the whole name, I get tongue-tied.
Yeah, me too.
So tell me about the CPCA. We were talking a little bit about some of the programs that you have. But you do a lot of prevention. That's the main goal of the program.
Yeah, well, we have prevention and we have an acute setting. So we've been in existence for close to 50 years. We'll be in our 50th year in spring of next year. So we provide critical services to families and children of Hudson Valley. One of our pieces, one of our domains is the acute crisis intervention. So we have a multidisciplinary team. We call it the Safe Place. It's a child advocacy center. This is comprised of child protective services, law enforcement, and family advocates. Together, they provide a therapeutic environment for children that need immediate assistance and basically a look over. We also have a medical department. So it is an acute setting. We have a therapy dog that you can find on our website. His name's Peace.
Why isn't he here?
I know.
He's working today.
Yes, he works 5 days a week. I'll give you his business card.
I would love it.
Stay in touch. It's in my wallet.
Does it have a little paw print on it?
I think it does on the back.
Wonderful. So what I love about the CPCA is, I think it's just wonderful to have a resource like this for families who, families want to stay together. And, a lot of people go through stuff that they cannot handle on their own. And I think it's wonderful to have you guys as a non-judgmental resource to go to and say, hey, help us figure this out.
Absolutely. And I want to double back to our preventative programs and not sell them short. We have a parenting class. We reach out. They're oftentimes referred to us. Either they present with a mental illness or a disability, or they're just looking for some extra help. So we get them into our class, mentor them, teach them, train them, best practices for a parent. It's an important class, and I want to highlight it because failure to graduate from the class could mean often institutional intervention that could land them in foster care with an alternative parent. So we want to keep them together. In fact, December 6th, we have a big graduating class coming. So it's going to be a bunch of happy families that successfully graduated the program.
Just in time for the holidays.
Exactly.
That's wonderful. Yes. What are some of the skills that are taught in the parenting class people might not know?
Your basic ADL skills, adult living skills, whether it's, keeping the home clean, sticking to timelines as far as, dinner and meal prep. It can be as simple as consistency of the food. You'll be surprised how many times that a parent is not aware of, proper bite sizes or pacing their child that can result in, choking or fatal consequences. Yeah.
Yeah. And these are things that might seem, obvious or simple, but folks might not have access to that knowledge or might not have, had that education themselves growing up. So it's great that you're able to provide that.
You're exactly right. A vast majority of the people that we serve are lower socioeconomic. So the resources available to you and I might not always be there for them.
Yeah. So that's a parenting class. And then you also work with students, I believe, right?
Yes. This is an amazing program. So we get into 40 schools. We have wonderfully talented staff that get into these schools and teach probably close to 12,000 students per year, including the faculty. And I had the opportunity to join a few weeks ago. It's a physically demanding 45 minutes. And our staff, I'll drop a name. We have a Jessica Wexler and a Becca Mahone that get in the schools. They're wonderful.
And what's physically demanding when you say it's a physically demanding 45 minutes?
Oh, boy. So,
are you picking up kids and throwing them around? Or?
Yeah, exactly. So, You know, you get on, you know, you squat down if you see this, you shout here if you see this, you jump a few times if you see this. But for somebody my size and my age, it felt physically demanding.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it sounds it if you're doing squatting and jumping for 45
yes,
minutes.
Yes. You know, there's a great demand for that program as well. And, you know, I thank you and your listeners. Without the support of the community, you know, we couldn't do that. And, you know, we are half funded by fundraising, so it means a lot to spread the word.
Yeah, yeah, which actually brings us to Giving Tuesday, which is next Tuesday, which is a great thing to have in the middle of the holiday season. You've got Thanksgiving when everybody gets to get together and celebrate with their families, and then Christmas or, you know, Hanukkah, whatever you celebrate for the winter holidays, where it's all about giving to each other. But then Giving Tuesday, we look at charity organizations and nonprofit organizations like the CPCA who function thanks to the community. So what kind of fundraising do you do for Giving Tuesday?
Well, I know that Rachel is working on a pretty generous match. So I know that we're looking to match up to 20 to 25,000 on those raises. So I could be off with my number. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, absolutely. So a match is really great because I think it's nice to know that your dollar's going further when you donate. The CPCA is a super community organization. You guys are hyper-local. This is not a national organization by any means. You're right down there in Poughkeepsie helping families here in the Hudson Valley. So I think you're perfect recipients for Giving Tuesday.
Exactly. Well, thank you. Spread the word.
Yeah, absolutely. And I also want to talk about what folks can do year-round to support the CPCA. Do you accept volunteers, or how can people help?
Absolutely. We have a large roster of interns. So we are great if you're a young emerging professional and you want to learn the industry and work with children and families. And we also have a large volunteer program. Whether you're looking to work in the back office or you want to be front facing, you want to help with event planning, we provide that opportunity, and we're looking to bring more people on board, share our experience with them. A lot of times we find, more times than not, that we end up, the interns end up with a full-time job with us over time, and they either, you know, will alter their career path. They enjoyed it so much.
Yeah, I mean, it's really meaningful work. Yeah. I'm sure it's not easy.
No, it's not easy. Certainly not easy, but what better mission in the world? Right. To stop and end child abuse.
Yes.
And that's our mission.
Yeah. And prevention is really, you know, that's the key. It's right there in the name of the organization. It's not, I mean, you do react to crisis situations, but
certainly.
But the main goal is prevention and education.
Yeah. We're wraparound services. So we address crisis, but we also do prevention post crisis, and we do prevention pre crisis. Yeah. So we try to, we're all around, wraparound.
Yeah, that's great. Marco Ingolia is here. He's the executive director of the CPCA, the Center for the Prevention of Child Abuse in Poughkeepsie. And they are going to be at the holiday party. Marco, are you coming to the holiday party?
I will be there. Will you be there?
I will be there.
I can't wait to see it.
Wouldn't miss it. Yeah, we've got Professor Louis and the Chromatics. We've got Billy Pearson, our good buddy. You're going to love him. He's hilarious. He's playing classical guitar to open the show. And most importantly, the CPCA will be collecting for our toy drive. And I think this will be my first holiday party, like full-sized holiday party with KZE. But my understanding is that our listeners are super generous and they show up often with multiple toys to donate. And, you know, we ask that the general guideline is a new unwrapped nonviolent children's toy. But can you give us any guidance or any input on like what kind of the best kind of toys to bring are?
That's a great question.
What do you need?
I'm probably the worst person to ask because I grew up in the 80s with cap guns.
You're like He-Man.
I think these days, you know, they do a good job with putting the orange tips on everything. Mm-hmm. And be careful. I mean, if you would let your child play with it, it's probably okay. But maybe if you're on the fence, maybe it's not. Check it out. But we're pretty liberal with the toys that we accept in. If it's sold at a department store or toy store, we probably will want it.
Cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, Marco, thank you so much for chatting with me today.
The pleasure was absolutely mine. Thank you to WKZE for having us on. Thank you for spreading the good word. And just to go back to our Tuesday match, I think I said the word 25,000. We do 5, 10, 15 increments of anything. So
awesome.
Anything is appreciated.
Yeah. I mean, that is how it is. Every little bit helps. Even if you don't think it's going to help, it is helping.
You're darn right.
Yeah. CPCA, thecpca.org for more information. Come join us at the holiday party Wednesday, December 6th with Professor Louis and the Chromatics.